this Monday at 1.
You're tuned to WJMA, AM and FM, Orange, Virginia. 78 degrees in Orange at 2 o'clock, and here's what's new. The Khmer Rouge, who now control Cambodia, had warm words for China today, saying in a broadcast, "The victory of the Cambodian people is the same as the victory of the Chinese." The Phnom Penh broadcast, heard in Thailand, also said that China and Cambodia warmly respect each other's cause both internally and internationally. It also had thanks for North Korea, North Vietnam, and Laos for support in defeating alleged U.S. imperialism. The Soviet Union was not mentioned. Phnom Penh Radio also says many high-ranking officers and officials of the defeated government have been pardoned, although the 7 alleged traitors remain on the execution list. Only 2 stayed in Cambodia when the Khmer Rouge took over, and their fate is not known. Prime Minister Suvarnabhumi of Laos has made what some observers see as a virtual admission that his country, too, now is under communist domination. At Constitution Day ceremonies attended by the King of Laos and other dignitaries in Vientiane, Suvarnabhumi said the upheavals which have agitated our country for 20 years have clearly resulted in a new situation. The Lao National Radio has announced the resignation of 4 senior rightist cabinet ministers in the provisional government of National Union, but some observers predict that the form of the government will be maintained, with relatively minor rightist figures involved. Patat Lao and neutralist elements also are included. Associated Press correspondent Matt Frangiola in South Vietnam's Mekong Delta says commerce is booming in the region, and he describes the new officials of the revolutionary government as honest and polite, although still a bit wary of foreigners. Frangiola says trucks loaded with produce move along the roads, buses are crammed with passengers, and farmers are getting ready for the rainy season, harrowing their fields. In Washington, the State Department says nearly 27,000 Indochinese refugees still were on the way to Guam as of this morning. More than 48,000 were at Western Pacific restaging areas, Guam, Wake Island, Thailand, and the Philippines. In the U.S., there were more than 18,000 at Camp Pendleton, California, 15,000 at Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, and 2,500 at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. Funds for the resettlement of Indochinese refugees have just about run out, and the State Department says the program is in a holding situation. The House is due to vote on Wednesday on legislation providing some $400 million of assistance, and the Senate will hold hearings on the subject tomorrow and Tuesday, but it's not clear just when the Senate will act. Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield has called on his colleagues to act not hastily, but cautiously and carefully, as he put it. The House is due to vote on Tuesday on whether to override President Ford's veto of a bill that would, in effect, increase farm price supports, and it is considered likely to take up the following day a $32 billion authorization for military hardware. Democratic Congressman Samuel Stratton of New York is expected to make a new effort on the House floor to include in the bill an amendment making women eligible for enrollment in the military academies. It was defeated in committee. Palestinian guerrilla groups are pointing to the communist victories in South Vietnam and Cambodia as evidence that they, too, can win their struggle. To the Palestinians, the enemy is Israel, backed by the U.S. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat said in a congratulatory message to the Viet Cong, "The defeat of American imperialism and its agents in Vietnam reconfirms the inevitability of its downfall and that of its Zionist agents in Palestine." However, some guerrilla groups, for instance, the Marxist-oriented Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, note that it may be a long struggle, expensive in lives, and its leader, George Habesh, says those who cannot struggle for the next 30 or 40 years should withdraw from our ranks. Some of the business executives conferring with government officials this weekend at Hot Springs, Virginia, have reacted skeptically in private to official economic forecasts. One, for instance, suggests that unemployment actually will reach perhaps 10% of the workforce, whereas top government officials mentioned a peak not much above its current level of just under 9%. Some officials, too, are said to be cautious in their private predictions. For instance, one official privately questioned Treasury Secretary Simon's public forecast that new housing starts should reach an annual rate of 1.5 million by the end of the year. A small crowd of protesters have gathered outside the Washington offices of the Vatican today to protest the church's stand against abortions. The group started setting up picket lines around the offices at about 11 o'clock this morning. Only a few people have joined the demonstration at this hour. A number of the protesters are members of the NOW, the National Organization of Women, who say that they should have the right to free choice on the abortion question. At today's Constitution Day ceremonies in Laos, King Vatana arrived in a black Russian limousine. Prince Suvarnabhumi arrived in an American Ford. Padat Lao troops with Soviet-make AK-47 rifles stood saluting along with rightist troops with American-supplied M-16s. And after the ceremony, communists, rightists, and neutralists all bowed to the king and left in chauffeur-driven cars. Imperialism. It's 6 minutes after two, and this is WJMA Radio News.
Starting March 1st, the Forest Fire Law of Virginia states it's unlawful to burn outdoors such things as brush, grass, leaves, trash, or dry grass within 300 feet of woodland. The exception is between 4 o'clock in the afternoon and midnight. The law is in effect until May 15th. All regulations and laws concerning air pollution still apply. For information, contact your local Virginia State Forest Warden.
Five-county area weather. Chance of an early afternoon shower is predicted, then mostly sunny later today with the highs in the mid to upper 70s. It'll be fair tonight with lows around 50 or in the low 50s. Variable cloudiness tomorrow with the highs in the mid to upper 70s again. The chance of rain is 30% this afternoon, near zero tonight, and 30% tomorrow. The winds variable at 10 miles an hour or less today and tonight. In Orange right now, it's 78 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 25.5 degrees Celsius. 44% is the relative humidity. I'm Jean Love for WJMA Radio News.
Meet the Switchblade Sisters, the toughest gang of teenage girls ever to slash their way across a motion picture screen. Switchblade Sisters, the teenage girl gang even the cops were scared of.
They can't hold us, we're juveniles.
First, you'll meet Lace. She'd rather kill her man than lose him.
Okay, you're gonna have to fight me.
Then there's Maggie, Lace's best friend, a shapely young bundle of female dynamite ready to explode on contact.
You're a chicken. Say it!
And Lace's man lit the fuse.
You got knocked up, right? Big deal!
Two teenage wildcats, both hung up on the same guy. One of them had to go. The Hard Way. Switchblade Sisters in color. Rated R.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Orange Drive-In Theater. Persons under 18 not admitted unless accompanied by parent or guardian.
The old Maple Leaf Rag, turn-of-the-century music done by Floyd Kramer from his new album called Piano Masterpieces, 1900 to 1975. Our time is 11 and a half minutes after 2 here on WJMA AM, which is at 1340, FM's at 96.7 on your dial. Hope you're having a good day. And it's, I guess, the final wrap-up of the Lake of the Woods Lee Elder tournament out there. Hope folks that are in the Orange County area have a real nice time. I don't think you could come to a nicer county or area. Well, the other counties around here, I will agree, are just as nice too. You've got the Madison, Culpeper, the whole thing, Louisa, to name them all. Green, Albemarle, on into the whole area. But down in this section of Virginia, you just can't beat it at this time of the year, and everybody came at the dogwood time, the redbud time. It's just gorgeous. And I'm a little partial to the area. I'm not a native, but I certainly am partial. And we're having a good musical time this afternoon. Also, some letters for the Mother of the Year people who wrote in. And I'll be getting to one of those right after this.
There is none so kind as one you cannot see. One that opens up your mind and keeps you company.
For a letter that we have, this spells out the mother's name. It isn't a real mother, but it's an adopted mother that this person has written about. Why I think my mother should be Mother of the Year. F is for friendly. She's the friendliest person I know. L is for love. She's given me love. That's why I try to tell her so. O is for overall. She comes first in my life. R is for right. All the right things she's trying to teach me. E, everything she's tried to help me with. N is for never letting me down whenever she could help. And C is for caring when there was no one else to care. E, everlasting love she keeps in her heart. W is for teaching me right from wrong. I is for I hope that God will bless her and keep her in his care. N is never giving me any wrong advice. Everything she's told me comes out to be right. And another N is for nothing. Nothing in this world would ever keep me away from her. She's done a lot for me over the years, even after my parents died. Over 11 years ago, she stuck by me, took me into her home, and I've been here about 14 years now. She's taught me everything, and I don't think I could ever have a better mama. I love her. This is why I think my mother should be Mother of the Year. Isn't that great? Just another fine example of an outpouring of love. It's 15 minutes after 2, and in the weather for Orange, Dawsonville, Green Springs, and Woodbury Forest, the weatherman's calling for a chance of an early afternoon shower, then mostly sunny later today. The highs in the mid to upper 70s, fair tonight, lows around 50 or in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, variable cloudiness will come in, and again, a 70 degree is about the area of our temperatures tomorrow. And right now in the area we have 78 degrees Fahrenheit, 25.5 degrees Celsius, 44% relative humidity.
You walked up to me, said that your paw could lick mine. same way. I got a feeling sometimes you feel sorry.
That's Ferlin Husky and Something Out of the Past, Freckles and Pollywog Days. 2:19 here on the afternoon show. At 3:30 this afternoon, there will be a memorial service for Maggie Daniel at the Little Zion Baptist Church. And the Emmanuel Baptist Church will celebrate its 65th anniversary at 3 o'clock today. Reverend E.G. Hall and his senior, junior, and adult choirs will be the guests. Lunch is underway about now, and it's been, I guess. And those are a couple of the items on our afternoon activities on the community bulletin board. Linda Ronstadt coming up, and her new single out is When Will I Be Loved?
We'll be right back.
hearing about gold for a long time, but G.A. Waugh Furniture has a different kind of gold for you, a gold certificate sale featuring sensational mattress buys. The Simmons Golden Value Supreme, with cover formerly sold on Beautyrest at $109.95, now only $79.95. Savings up to $40. Gold certificate sale until June 30th at G.A. Waugh Furniture Company, Main Street in Orange, the store where you get what you pay for.
So you speak to me of sadness, the coming of the winter. Fear that is within you now seems to never end. And the dreams that have escaped you, and the hope that you've forgotten. You tell me that you need me now, you want to be my friend. And you wonder where we're going, where's the rhyme, where's the reason. And it's you cannot accept. It is here we must begin to seek the wisdom of the children. And the graceful way of flowers in the wind. For the children and the flowers are my sisters and my brother. Their laughter and their love, the nest would clear a cloudy day, like the music of the mountains and the colors of the rainbow. They're a promise of the future and a blessing for today. Though the cities start to crumble and the towers fall around us, the sun is slowly fading and it's colder than the sea. It is written from the desert to the mountains, they shall lead us. By the hand and by the heart, they will comfort you and me. In their innocence and trusting, they will teach us to be free. For the children and the flowers are my sisters and my brothers. Their laughter and their loveliness would clear a cloudy day. And the song that I am singing is a prayer to non-believers. Come and stand beside us, we can find a better way.
From his concert and from the album called An Evening with John Denver, that's a piece called Rhymes and Reasons. Really nice piece from John, and we'll be hearing some more from that album. That's really one of the most popular albums he's ever put out. Practically at the crack of it getting into the stores, it was a 2 million seller right off the top of the heap. Poor thing. He's such a nice guy, though. He's a pussycat, as they say. Now, haven't heard from the Hillside Singers in a while. They always have a nice, bright way of doing things, and this one's called We're Together.
Stop putting it down. share tomorrow's world. We're together. Let's start chasing our dream. Let's start riding the cloud. Change the lights all to green. Step up out of the crowd. Let's start building our world. Start building our world. Let's stop putting it down. Stop putting it down. Let's start living our dream. Let's live our dream.
We'll be sharing a little bit of sports news in just about 2 minutes. And to take us there is Peter Nero and Emmanuel. Tune to WJMA AM and FM in Orange, Virginia. It's 2:30 Eastern Daylight Time, and it's time to have a look at latest sports news in, brought to you by a member of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club, J.P. Walters Sons and Company. Well, just underway in the American and National League baseball games, it's going to be Texas at Detroit. The starters are Ferguson Jenkins for Texas and Mickey Lolich for Detroit. National League play is Los Angeles at Pittsburgh, with the starters Don Sutton for L.A. and Ken Brett for Pittsburgh. In other sports, shot putter Brian Oldfield has shattered the world record in his event by more than 3 feet, but it won't be recognized as a world record. Oldfield bettered Al Feuerbach's outdoor mark of 71 feet 7 inches on 3 different throws at the El Paso Track Classic in Texas last night. Oldfield's best effort traveled 75 feet even. The reason the tremendous throw won't go into the books as a new record is because Oldfield is a professional and only amateurs can be credited with world records. In the World Hockey Association Championship playoffs, the Houston Aeros have taken a lead of 3-0 in their best-of-7 series with the Quebec Nordiques. Houston scored a 2-0 victory last night as right winger Frank Hughes picked up his 4th goal of the playoffs, 13 seconds into the second period on a power play. Paul Poirier scored in the final period to ensure the win. Houston goalie Ron Graham got the shutout, but more important, it was Graham's 9th consecutive playoff win, a new league record for goaltenders. The Aeros can wrap up their 2nd consecutive WHA championship with a win tomorrow night in Quebec. We had a baseball game here in Orange last night, and with that wrap-up, here it is.
The Fighting Hornets of Orange County High School took it on the chin against the Madison Mountaineers Saturday night, losing by a score of 4-3. George Cave came to pitch a 3-hitter. The Mountaineers had to come from behind to stretch their record to 13-2. Johnny Dwyer opened up the 7th with a single and moved all the way from to 3rd when Warren Huffman's sacrifice bunt was misplayed. Mike Tinsley grounded out to short, scoring Dwyer on as Huffman went to 3rd. Joe Henry Good then drilled a single to left to score Huffman in the winning run. Madison's next game will visit Montvideo for a Skyline District game. The Orange Hornets will face the James Monroe Yellow Jackets at 7:30 at Porterfield Park, and that game will be broadcast on WJMA. Orange's record is now 13-3 overall and 8-2 in the Battlefield District. The Hornets have all but clinched the Battlefield District title with a chance of making the playoffs, and a win over James Monroe will just about clinch it for him. The line score for the Orange-Madison game, it was Madison with 4 runs on 7 hits, and there were 4 errors. And for Orange, it was 3 runs on 3 hits, and there were only one Hornet error, or there was only one Hornet error. The final score once again, the Madison Mountaineers 4, the Orange Hornets 3. I'm Bob Wade for WJMA Radio Sports.
And thank you, Bob. We'll have more sports in a moment.
If you plan to build a new home, you'll need some help getting started. Excavating, grading, and clearing land require experienced workmen who know their trade. In the Orange area, you'll find experienced, reliable help of this kind at J.P. Walters Sons & Company. They have the men and machines to take care of the work you need done. And when that new home needs an asphalt driveway, you'll remember the name to call on. J.P. Walters Sons & Company on Blue Ridge Drive in Orange. Their phone number is 672-1449.
In racing news, Unbeaten Ruffian won her 8th straight, taking the first leg of the Triple Crown for fillies, the Acorn Stakes at New York's Aqueduct, by 8.5 lengths. Ruffian was guided to victory by Jacinto Vasquez, who won the Kentucky Derby just a week earlier aboard Foolish Pleasure. This has been a Sports Check brought to you by a member of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club, J.P. Walters Sons & Company.
Castles in the sand.
Music by Seals and Crofts and Castles in the Sand at 22 minutes before 3 o'clock here on the afternoon show on a sunny Sunday afternoon with Gene Love on WJMA. In going through some of these letters for Mother of the Year, I've come across a very attractive kind of idea. It's called Recipe for a Spice Cake. It really is a spice cake to stir up a good mother and to really stir it up, stir up, whoops, a good mother, feed her a spice cake. Your ingredients are as follows. This is to the whole community. Flour. In a cake, flour is used for structure and fullness. In a mother, flour stands for personality and physical stamina. Baking powder. In a cake, baking powder is used to make it rise during baking. In a mother, baking powder stands for a strong rise to help friends and to take on community projects. In a spice cake, spices are used to give flavor. In a mother, spices stand for strength and sincerity in all that she believes. In a cake, salt is used to bring out the flavor and has a beneficial effect on the quality of the baked product. In a mother, salt stands for loyalty and devotion to family members. In a cake, shortening is used for tenderness and to give a pleasing flavor. In a mother, shortening stands for tenderness and understanding for her peers. Sugar in a cake is used to give sweetness and aids in giving color. In a mother, sugar stands for the love and deep affection shown to children and others she is surrounded by. In a cake, eggs bind the ingredients together and give some flavor and color. In a mother, eggs stand for strong leadership ability, which must be exhibited in every mother. In a cake, milk adds value to the vitamin and nutrients and desired consistency to the uncooked mixture. In a mother, milk stands for firmness, which should be shown if a situation meets with her disapproval. In vanilla, use of it in a cake, it stands for flavor and variety. And in a mother, vanilla stands for fun and variety in associating with children and others. Share mother evenly throughout the community, and this recipe will yield one good mother. 20 before 3 here on WJMA.
When you think of it, it's kind of foolish to pay rent when you could be using the same money to make payments on your own home. In Gordonsville, Joe, Ben, and Pete Estes have built a model home you want to see this weekend. Turn on Route 691 at Frank's Barbershop, go past the old hotel, bear left at the fork, and look for the new model home. It'll be open from 1 to 4 both Saturday and Sunday. Best of all, 100% financing is available to qualified buyers. Call 832-2180 for information. See that model home today.
I told him beyond his words.
of light shines through his eyes. That's done by Pat Boone's daughters, and it's just called By the Boones. I just have often wondered if they grew up with white shoes on their little feet all through the years, the way that Dad did. Oh, the other night I saw, I think it was a repeat at that, one of the birthdays of American Bandstand. It showed Pat Boone on there. And he really was a scream. He just snapped his little fingers and tapped his little toe when he was first starting out. He was a busy boy when he was really going at it in those days. And I was living in Philadelphia when Dick Clark was at the height of his big deal out there on that American Bandstand. And in fact, I lived out in West Philly about three blocks away from where they had their studio, and it was always just a one great big traffic jam around there all the time. And to see those kids all grown up now is really something again. And then to see Pat Boone all changed, it's really great. It was a pretty important thing to give the kids that kind of entertainment at those times. Of course, they couldn't do much else. They couldn't get around too much. The girls couldn't. Their skirts were so long, I don't know how they even did the dancing that they did. Really strange looking. Of course, I was wearing them just as long. A little bit older. 3:15 on the afternoon show, and weather for the Orange, Barboursville, Rochelle, and Stanardsville. Chance of an early afternoon shower, then mostly sunny later on today with the highs in the mid to upper 70s, and it's going to be fair tonight with the lows around 50 or in the mid 50s. The variable cloudiness tomorrow, highs in the mid to upper 70s again. Chance of rain's 30% this afternoon in the form of that shower, and then near zero tonight, and up to a 30% chance for rain tomorrow. Winds will be variable at 10 miles an hour or less today and tonight. Holding at 78 degrees, it's a nice warm afternoon here in Orange. That's our Fahrenheit reading is 78 and 25.5 Celsius degrees. 44% is the comfortable humidity. And our time is 3:14. I'm making poems up here. David Gates, Part-Time Love.
I need somebody who's consistent with me. Someone already there. When I'm feeling low, I don't wanna have to go out looking for a part-time kind of love. When the dreams and rainbows start to disappear, don't want somebody up and running. Maybe it's just too hard upon my heart, that part-time kind of. And I can't take you, darling, living here, wait and see. I want somebody who's committed now to me. Somewhere, someday, chance. So if you like the music, baby, get up and dance. And if we grow together, daring to dream, I know we'll find our share of peaches and cream. But when the juices flow, want your full-time love
for. Who was George Washington?
Our first president.
Paul Revere.
He rode a horse to warn us that the British were coming.
And Betsy Ross?
She made the first American flag.
And the Minuteman.
He fired the shot heard around the world.
Where did you learn all that?
At Hardee's.
That's because participating Hardee's are now offering free plastic Patriot Cups when you buy a 14-ounce soft drink. So while the supply lasts, collect your free Patriot Cups created especially for the bicentennial at Hardee's.
Visit Hardee's in Orange on Madison Road, opposite the park and shop.
Music now from Burt Kempfert and the orchestra, and All the Things You Are. This is for all the mamas.
Tasty Freeze.
The old-time favorite, Big T, French fries and a drink. Only 96 cents.
This is Tasty Freeze, and everybody loves Big T.
Come to the party at Tasty Freeze.
It's 7 before 3 here on Afternoon Showtime. A white and brown long-haired dog's been found in the Brightwood area. The dog is blind and also has a growth on the side of its head. It's not wearing a collar or a tag. If it's yours, please call 948-4204. Or if you know the owner, have them get in touch, won't you please? That number again, 948-4204. Now from Minnie Riperton and all her birds and her little high voice and all that business, this is still a very popular song around, and it's called Lovin' You.
All I wanna do, loving you, is more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of loving you. La 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 la.
Sergio Mendez and his outfit and Love Music is going to take us on up to news time at 3.
More love music.
Texas heart trying.
This is WJMA, AM and FM in Orange, Virginia. 79 degrees in Orange at 3 o'clock, and here's what's new. The chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, Alan Greenspan, told a group of 100 top corporate executives this weekend they may be surprised by the strength of the economy's recovery this year. Greenspan and Treasury Secretary William Simon both say they see the recession bottoming out, and they predicted the unemployment rate will peak at not much above its current rate of almost 9%. They made their comments at a weekend meeting in Hot Springs, Arkansas, sponsored by a nonprofit research and study group called the Business Council. Congress faces major action this week on aid for Indochina refugees, a $32 billion weapons bill, and a measure to allow women to attend military academies. A $405 million refugee aid bill to help refugees from Indochina settle in the United States is promised House approval on Wednesday. The Senate will hold hearings on the measure tomorrow and Tuesday. President Ford's Indochina Refugee Task Force is expected to exhaust a $98 million fund over the weekend and is looking for other existing funds. Pentagon sources agree that there is at least $17 million in leftover South Vietnam military aid that could be used for refugee aid. The victorious Khmer Rouge today stressed Cambodia's strong ties with mainland China. The Khmer Rouge also publicly thanked North Korea, North Vietnam, and Laos for their support in defeating what they called the U.S. imperialists. However, the official Phnom Penh radio broadcast monitored in Bangkok did not mention the Soviet Union in the statement. Although there are reported to be some pro-Soviet factions within Cambodia, it now appears that Chinese-oriented leaders have gained control of the government. The current issue of the weekly PLO organ Palestine Liberation says the U.S. departure from Saigon and Phnom Penh is a boost to the guerrilla organization's struggle against Israel. The PLO says the U.S. withdrawal in Indochina means underdog revolutionaries can get what they want if they persist in battle against what they termed American imperialism and its agents. Translated to the Middle East, that means renewed Palestinian hopes of defeating U.S.-backed forces in Israel. Greek Prime Minister Konstantinos Karamanlis warned today that Turkey's provocative actions on Cyprus and the Aegean Sea could lead to a war Greece does not want, but he added that Greece is preparing for the eventuality of war with Turkey. The Greek leader, expected in Bonn next week, describes his relations with the U.S. as not so bad, and Karamanlis says Greece is busy reconsidering the status of American bases in his country. The guerrilla group, which claims to have kidnapped Rome magistrate Giuseppe Di Gennaro, made some new demands today for the release of the judge. A group calling itself the Armed Proletarian Unit says the judge will be freed once it is certain authorities had met other conditions earlier set down by three other imprisoned comrades. The three staged a revolt in a jail in Viterbo, north of Rome, Friday, and were transferred at their own request to prisons in northern Italy. Another demand was that no retaliatory action be taken indictment against 19 inmates, staging a protest on the rooftop of the Viterbo jail asking for quick reform of the penal code and better jail conditions. About 2,000 foreign delegates were on hand today in Tokyo for the start of the World Petroleum Conference. The six-day conference opened with repeated calls for cooperation between oil consumers and sellers and for stepped-up oil conservation. Philadelphia's Democratic Mayor Frank Rizzo faces a fight for political survival this week in a mayoralty primary election on Tuesday. Rizzo is running as an independent against the party-backed candidate State Senator Lewis Hill. Mayor Rizzo's labor-backed campaign reportedly has a $1 million war chest. Rizzo, former Philadelphia police commissioner, was a strong supporter of ex-president Nixon. Before Watergate, he called Nixon the greatest president America ever had. Justice of the Peace Thomas Herrera of Eagle Pass, Texas, is doing his bit for the nation's economy. He has decided to give $5 rebates to newlywed couples. Herrera says his fee for his services ranges anywhere from $5 to $30. This is WJMA Radio News.
Hi, Les Myers here. I do hope you'll join us Wednesday evening for Night Music. It's a program designed for this wonderful season of spring. And on the program will be heard the Swingle Singers in a new recording, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing the old beloved songs, along with songs of the North and South. You'll hear some Irish folk songs and some Renaissance music from an album called Pleasures of the Court, also some Gilbert and Sullivan songs. Do hope you'll join us Wednesday at 8 for Night Music. It'll be great fun. Join us, won't you?
WJMA News time is 5 after 3. Weather for the five counties, chance of an early afternoon shower, then mostly sunny later today with the highs in the mid to upper 70s. It's in the upper 70s right now in Orange, and it's going to be fair tonight. We'll have our lows around 50 or in the low 50s, with variable cloudiness tomorrow, again the highs in the mid to upper 70s. The chance of rain is 30% this afternoon, near zero tonight, and 30% again tomorrow, with variable winds at 10 miles an hour or less today and tonight. We're up to 79 degrees Fahrenheit in Orange, and that's 26 degrees Celsius with 44% relative humidity. I'm Jean Love for WJMA Radio News.
If you were going to pick something special for Mother's Day from the menu at Hart's Restaurant West, Louisa, you'd want to take some time. After all, there are all sorts of combinations. While steak is the main feature, there's much more from which to choose, and Hart's is such a nice place to be sitting and choosing. You know where they are, just east of Louisa, near Triangle Plaza. Plan family dinner for Mother's Day at Hart's Restaurant West, just east of Louisa, another sponsor of the WJMA Mother of the Year Awards.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten love a tree. I'm walking on a cloud, I can't understand love. I missed it holding your hand. I walk my way, and a thousand violins began to play. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. Now, should I wander through this wonderland? No, never know my right foot from the left. Too much in love. Just what I want. I'm Misty too much in love.
Would you believe that's Misty? That's an Earl Garner jazz piano thing that has really been done up in a new way by Ray Stevens. It's kind of clever. And that's our newest in from Ray. It's 3:10 here on the afternoon show. Say, on Saturday morning, a truck was hauling a boat on Route 20, heading from Orange toward May's service station, and a seat from the boat fell off onto the road. Well, a man picked it up, but he couldn't catch up with the truck. By the time he stopped and picked the thing up, the truck was out of sight. So if you've been boating standing up this weekend, a guy has your boat seat, and you can get it back by calling 672-1298. 672-1298. You'll know if you're the one. You were driving along on Route 20 Saturday morning. What a mess, huh? Now, afternoon show time is 3:10. More music after this.
Meet the Switchblade Sisters, the toughest gang of teenage girls ever to slash their way across a motion picture screen. Switchblade Sisters, the teenage girl gang even the cops were scared of.
They can't hold us. We're juveniles.
First, you'll meet Lace. She'd rather kill her man than lose him.
Okay, you're gonna have to fight me.
Then there's Maggie, Lace's best friend, a shapely young bundle of female dynamite ready to explode on contact.
You're a chicken. Say it!
And Lace's man lit the fuse.
You got knocked off, right? Big deal!
Two teenage wildcats, both hung up on the same guy. One of them had to go the hard way. Switchblade Sisters, in color, rated R.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Orange Drive-In Theater. Persons under 18 not admitted unless accompanied by parent or guardian.
Judy Collins has a new album out. Very nice pieces on it. A lot of different ones. And an oldie that she brings sort of up to date is I'll Be Seeing You.
Looking at the moon, but
That's sort of a strange arrangement with that, but it's an attractively put together piece, I think. 3:15 here on the afternoon show on WJMA. And the WJMA weather for Orange, Arota, Fork Union, and Shadwell calls for a chance of an early afternoon shower. Then mostly sunny later on, and the highs are going to be in the upper 70s. Fair tonight with lows around 50. Variable cloudiness tomorrow. The highs tomorrow about the same as today. And the chance of rain is 30% this afternoon and tomorrow, and a 0 chance, that is, tonight. Variable winds at 10 miles an hour or less today and tonight. It's a 79 degrees reading here on our back porch, and at 26 is the Celsius degree.